last night was shit, so we're going to move on. Ah, disappointing. I don't want to. We'll get into Origin very shortly and bitch and moan and whinge about it because it was crap. But now is a great opportunity for us to have a look at Hurt Locker today, Loz. Now,
enjoying somebody else's downfall, somebody else's pain, a little schadenfreude. Sit back, mix yourself a martini and enjoy the
now,
hurt.
The thing about the Hurt Locker is it's been going for quite some time now. Liam, how long? Over a year, I reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, you came up with the idea about this time last year.
We've never had a dud. We've never had a dud. No matter how random it has been, we've never had a dud.
We've never had a New South Wales Game 2 type performance.
Oh, stop it. Choking. One day we're going to get to the point where I'm just going to say television remote and there will be calls. But that's not it for today. We don't know what it is.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. So if you don't know what this is, I'll just very quick explanation. Loz, you know how it goes.
I do.
A random selection of a topic or a thing or an item. And then that thing, we take calls on how that thing has hurt you.
And today's thing, today's topic.
Hold on. Here we go, boys.
Ready? Give me something for the pain.
Oh,
I need
to try. That's
gotta hurt.
Ouch, baby.
Jumping up and down, trying to practice my somersault, and landed on the springs. And I got my Jack's crackers caught in between the springs.
Welcome to Merrickville's Hurt Locker.
It's always good to not be the people who are telling you those stories.
Now we have to spin the wheel to decide what our topic is for today.
I'm ready.
So here we
go. I want. Okay. I know there's one there. I want. But go. Yeah.
With a big wheel.
Broom. I don't want broom? That
nuclear
sounds bad.
Nuclear Holocaust.
It is come up.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat.
On a boat. On a boat.
I'm on a boat.
On a boat.
In the deep blue sea. Yes, I've hurt myself off a boat. I was water skiing at
Lake
Hume.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100% this counts.
Any injuries related to a boat, 133353, give us a call.
And I was on two skis at the time, and the legs parted. I went into the water ass first and was given a severe Lake Hume enema.
I've heard of this.
Oh.
Do you know what? Glenn Robbins.
If you haven't got a wetsuit on and you've just got boardies, there is a rush of water. I think I've still got some Lake Hume deep inside me somewhere.
Mate, you know what, Loz?
Shut up, William.
On this very show, I've heard the same story from Glenn Robbins. He's got a great story about how he's water skiing, and I didn't know that this could happen so regularly, but he board shorts came off, and the water has just gone straight up there.
Shrimp.
Straight up there.
That's the sound of most. It goes, shrimp.
Oh. Did you have to bilge pump it out? Is that what you do?
The thing is, you don't realise how severe it is until you get back on the boat or back on the shore, and all of a sudden you just go, that was involuntary.
I've taken on water.
It's just all come out.
That happened to that exact thing, Lawrence.
If the Hume wasn't brown enough.
That exact thing happened to a friend of mine. And before she went skiing, there was a boy on the boat that she was particularly enamored with.
Yeah.
And then it happened to her. Yeah. She got back on the boat and that involuntary response happened.
Yep.
And she was then the girl that smelled a bit on the boat.
Let me guess. They didn't do this, did they? Did they do that? Ever?
Good mime. Yeah. That like is that? A good mime of posting a letter. Or putting a newspaper in the letterbox.
Yes, a newspaper into the letterbox.
Yeah.
Did he put...
Good mime. Did he mail her?
Charades does not work on radio.
It does.
But I think everyone knows what he's talking
about. Clearly does. I'd say it definitely does. Okay.
That was like a Saturday newspaper too. That had the car guy. Okay.
There was a magazine in there and some unnecessary advertising material.
Wasn't the Wentworth Courier.
It sure wasn't.
It was not slim. Okay. 133353. Hurt Locker today. Boat. Give us a call. Dave and Picton.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Really good, mate, for Hurt Locker. How's a boat hurt you?
I was in the Georges River in a little 11-foot tinny.
Yep.
And a friend of mine was driving, and we almost rolled the boat. I fell out. As I fell out, the boat drove over me. I got a propeller in the face.
Oh, Scott! Propeller head.
It got me got me straight between the eyes, and I ended up with 25 one-inch stitches in the face.
Oh, Jesus,
Dave. Did it take your nose off?
Missed everything.
Wow.
I was I was so lucky. I went to hospital, got checked up, and everything was fine.
Oh, Dave, propeller face. That is amazing.
So, were you conscious, Dave?
Yep. I thought I hit the head on the side of the boat as I fell out. And then it wasn't until I swam over and got back into the boat and realised it was filling up with blood everywhere. It was just red everywhere.
Dave, just the one strike then, what they call a boat strike, just one boat strike there, propeller strike?
It got me twice.
Oh, it's so dirty.
So they cut like a T. Yeah. So I got the T. I got a T in the forehead, and then I got the one straight between the eyes.
Dave, do you have a photo?
Oh, I think my parents did. I was 15 at the time.
Have you still got a wicked scar, Dave?
Oh, it's there.
Yeah, tell the girls it was a tiger that attacked you. Don't say it was your mate's boat. Thanks for calling, Dave. That's great. Wow, I set the benchmark
pretty
high.
We're off and running, haven't we?
No jokes there. Shannon in Botany, hello.
How are you going, mate?
Very good indeed. All right. How's a boat hurt you?
Oh, it actually didn't hurt me. It hurt a young fella that was sitting on the bow of the boat as we were going up the Georges River. Oh, it was pretty calm. And there's a boat coming the other way, and it's thrown up a bit of a wake, probably a couple of feet. And the young bloke on the front gets thrown in the air, and then he goes down with the boat, then back up. And then he goes up, and the boat goes down. And there's a hook on the front of the boat you tie your rope on.
Yep.
Well, it gets hooked on his nutsack. Mm. He's going up, the boat goes down. 7 stitches later.
In the Jets crackers.
He turns around and shows me and this other bloke on the back of the boat. We went white when we seen it.
I don't understand.
You could actually see him inside bouncing around.
No. Mate, I don't understand, Shannon, having done this show for a few years, right, and heard so many stories about bloke sacks getting torn to pieces. How do we have a population in this country? We need immigration because we have not got enough nuts to reproduce anymore.
Well, I hope his missus hasn't been trying for kids or anything because I don't think he could produce after that sort of accident.
Nuts. He's got like boat balls.
Like the great comedian Chris Wainhouse said, God must be a woman because if God was a man, there'd be a skull around it, not a tiny, thin bit of skin.
And it's the second time in a week someone has seen the inside of a nutsack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could change this show to degloving. Give us a call and you would get calls. All right, here we go.
Glenn, now it's time for Inside the Nutsack.
It was Monday. Lawrence asked somebody what it looked like. It was Monday. That was 3 days ago.
It kind of like purpley beige, I think he said.
That's right.
I remember. Oh, I remember.
It's like a lychee. You know, like a lychee nut. Oh. You get them open. It's all hairy and red on the outside, but you open it up, it's white. You go, oh, that's weird.
Okay. Smells like perfume.
Glenn on the Central Coast.
Afternoon, fellas.
Hello, mate. Have you been hurt by a boat?
It wasn't actually me. It was a bit before my time, but it was my uncle. Water skiing, got put in a whip and took a stack in some mangroves and shattered his knee.
Shattered his knee?
Kneecaps, both of them.
Ooh.
Oh. So he's just lying there hopelessly in the mangroves. Is he still there? They get him out?
I hope so. God. But no, he... fair bit of alcohol involved, obviously, between skier and driver. But, he's all good now. But
Glenn, I've got to ask, though, were you injured in this event at all? And when I say were you injured, did you lose your nuts or turn into a jockey? Because
I actually used to be a jockey.
There we go. I know, I'm a crowd. Thank you, Glenn. That was awesome. Appreciate you being on the show, champ. And finally, we've got Daniel in Penrith.
Hey, Merrick, how you going, mate?
Yeah, very good indeed, mate. All right, boat injuries.
Boat injury, mate. It wasn't necessarily a boat. It was a wooden raft, mate. I was a young kid. I was probably about 10 or 11. Mate, it was a wooden raft that was built. So John was the owner of the Nepean Bell on the Nepean River.
Yeah.
And, mate, me and my little girlfriend at the time, I used to jump on the wooden raft to play a little bit of a game. Didn't notice, though, but I ended up tripping over on the raft, mate. And, to my pleasure, mate, there was something like a 4-inch rusty nail hanging out of it.
You say nutsack, you win.
No, not me nutsack, mate, not me nutsack. But it completely ripped out my left ankle.
Oh.
Hold on, what do you mean completely ripped it out?
He clubbed his ankle.
Not the bone, but what it did, it grafted an edge right into my ankle bone and ripped all the meat and flesh out of the top of the ankle.
That is some good descriptive writing. It grafted an edge.
It did.
10 out of 10.
More like a divot, more like probably a divot into the ankle, mate. It was pretty horrific. And my little girlfriend at the time, mate, being such a hero, actually picked me up. And carried me all the way through the other side of the park to the car park.
What is she, a Sherpa?
she probably was, mate. Eh? But I tell you, she was a strong little thing, mate. And this is back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And you don't think of stranger danger and things like that at that time when things like that happen. But yeah, no, this bloke drove me up back to home.
Hang on, the stranger danger is the stranger you, Daniel, because you kept on saying this little girlfriend. I'm so worried.
Or the Sherpa dressed up as a girl.